Hi everyone. In this video, we'll talk about how to get console apps as a cloud service. This is Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Al-Zoghbi. Developers use console application for a wide variety of reasons. One, console applications are used to integrate between systems or to do a lot of cleanup jobs. And it does a lot of scheduling jobs as well, where if you want, for example, to basically a job that needs to run daily at 7 a.m. to push the data from system A to system B, or you need a backend job that basically pull the data from system A and do a lot of data cleanup before pushing it to the system B. So a lot of developers prefer console applications and exe files because it's easy to develop and easy to manage. And at the same time, you have already a scheduling service within Windows that you can basically set up and configure a recurring services very easily with any exe file. And therefore, with the power of cloud, people start to think how we can build these scalable backend jobs and console application that we can move it to the cloud. So here I am listing what are the legacy application challenges. So the first thing is that if you want to build an existing console app or exe file that does a fantastic job for the business by pushing data from one system to another, to make it scalable, this requires a lot of investment because it requires you to rewrite a lot of chunks of code to be able to scale this console application where it can run in multiple machines and at the same time wouldn't have any problem on locking resources or releasing resources as well. The second problem is because that you need to write a lot of lines of code to basically make it scalable, you also may need to re-architect your solution. And therefore, you need to either to use certain design patterns or using certain type of tiers to, for example, to have a loosely coupled pattern that you basically separate the logic from the input-output or integration or pulling data from system one to system two. So you need to do some architecture changes within your solution. The third problem is, we can call it one of the huge challenges for legacy application is that managing threading and resource contention is hard because most of these console applications and exe files deal with database, with files, with Excel files, or any enterprise application. And therefore, most of these applications, when it goes beyond running it on one machine, you have a lot of issues related to threading and resource contention. The fourth legacy issue that we might face is resource deadlock. Most of these applications, if you run it from more than one machine, you have a lot of deadlocks because the code hasn't been coded in a way that has to manage gracefully any deadlock if it happens. The fourth thing or fifth thing is scheduling requires synchronization challenges. So if you want to run, think about if you have this exe, the tree needs to be run on 4, 5, or 100 machine. You have to think about how you're going to manage the scheduling and how to make sure that these, if a service that will run at 6 o'clock and will take 20 or 25 minutes, the next job when we run will take a subset of the data. You have to make sure that there is no any deadlocks or synchronization overlap or issues that basically happens because of the synchronization overlaps, and therefore you need to manage this as well, even not from the code perspective, even from managing your solution and how it runs. After we went through the migration challenges that we face on legacy application and legacy exe and cloud applications, here we are giving you what are the possible options for scalable cloud services for the exe files. So the first option is, and basically this is the one that we're going to focus on this video, is how to wrap your exe file as an Azure web job. That's a great option, and we'll say why in details later, but this is one of the options that you can wrap your exe file or console app as an Azure web job. The second option for you is to wrap your EXE as an Azure Worker role, and therefore, basically, you can manage these worker role scheduling or the way how it runs using any other technologies like queuing as well. So this is for really highly performance EXE files that if your EXE or console app that does a heavy lifting jobs that really consumes and takes a lot of time to execute. So the second option is the best option for you, which is you need to wrap your EXE or console app as an Azure Worker role. The third option, which is you can basically wrap your EXE as an Azure Worker role within a cloud service. So within Visual Studio 2015, what you can do is if you have a cloud service, you can add any number of, for example, web job, web role, or worker role. And if you did the second option, as we mentioned, that you already wrapped your console app as a worker role, you can basically add this worker role as a part of the cloud services, and basically with one deployment, you can deploy any number of web jobs and worker, basically Azure web jobs or worker role or web role within a cloud services. So these are the three options that you have to migrate your EXE or console application as a scalable cloud services. Here we are basically explaining why for a lot of EXE and console application that are lightweight, that wrapping your EXE or a console applications as an Azure web job is a great option for you. The first and the most important topic and point that we need to highlight here, it's 100% code reusability. So literally with this option as wrapping your EXE or a console app and Azure web job, that you gonna use 100% of your code without changing anything. The second point is that this EXE file will be hosted within a web application in Azure. The third thing, that all the configuration that you have within your EXE or console app, you can easily manage it through the Azure portal, because all these basically configs, you can manage it through the UI within Azure portal under the web app that's basically hosting your EXE file. Very easy to scale up or down, because since your EXE is hosted within a web app, so the same feature that we have within Azure web applications, you will be able easily to manage your scaling up or scaling down your web application based on basically the consumption, the processor, and based on your time, where you think that it's better to scale up at this time when the processor, for example, hits 60 or 70%, you need to have more instances of this web jobs, and therefore you can easily manage it or scale it up or down as needed because it's hosted within web app. The last point, which is scheduling, is so easy. And the easy thing about it, which is not just before you deploy it, you can set up your scheduling, but even after you deploy it at any point of time, if you think based on your business requirement that the scheduling needs to be changed, I don't want to run the job every day at 7 a.m., I want to run it every day at 8 a.m., you can easily manage all the scheduling configuration from the Azure portal without changing a single line of code. So these are the most important things that you have to consider when you wrap your EXE or console application as an Azure web job. 100% code reusability, all the configuration for the EXE will be managed through the web app that hosts your EXE. Easy to manage it because your EXE is hosted within a web app in Azure. And also the scheduling, you can easily manage it and change it before or after you deploy your EXE. So let's jump into a demo that how to move a console app as an Azure web job. So basically, we're going to have a real console application that basically connect to a database in the cloud. It's a SQL database. And basically, we're going to go step by step how to wrap, how to deploy this console application as an Azure web job, basically in step by step. Here we have this console application that basically connect to a SQL Azure database. And basically what it does is it's basically pulling the data and show it in a console. So let's go ahead and show it to you just to make sure that this is a console application that's connected to a SQL Azure database. At basically pulling the data from a SQL Azure database. You have a customer ID and customer name here. If we go here to a SQL Server to show you the data. So we're gonna open SQL Server Management Studio just to show that we have this database hosted on the cloud. So this is the database information, database server. And let's enter my username and password. So here you're gonna see that we have a Cloud Tour DC. This is the database that we're hitting. So here I'm gonna say select asterisk from. So if you expand this tables, you will see that we have DB customers. So let's go ahead and execute. I think we need to change the database and then say execute. So you see here that we have IDs and we have first and last name. This is basically just a sample database for customer information on the cloud. So what we need to do here is let's see how we can wrap this console application as an Azure web job. So from here, let's see here. So from the Solution Explorer, I have this console application. Let me go through the configuration very quick. We have a connection string here, which is Cloud Tour DC connection and connect to my database. And we have this is my model. I'm just pulling the customer information. And this is basically a for loop just to pull the data from the database. Very simple and straightforward. So let's go ahead and create a new project. So let me stop the application. And then I'm going to go ahead and say add new project. So from add new project, what we can do is you can, from under Visual Studio, you can click on the cloud where you can say Azure Cloud Service, ASP.NET Web Application, a web job, Azure Web Application, Azure Mobile Service. So these are all the available templates that you can do for any cloud, for Microsoft Azure Cloud. So here we're gonna go ahead and say, I want to create an Azure web job. Let's keep it web job one. So I'm gonna say, go ahead and say, okay. So this will take like a few seconds. So basically here, this is creating like a web job within app, within Visual Studio, very straightforward. Is it's a template that you can use to create web jobs. So here I was showing that we already have a web job template that you can use, but the other one that I want to show you, which is that you can create a web app and add the console app to it, as we were saying on the presentation. So I will go here and say add new project, and in this case I'm gonna say ASP.NET application. So I'm gonna call it web app one, and I hit okay. And literally what I want is, I really want an empty application, and really I don't want any unit testing. And then I'm gonna say okay. So this basically will create an empty ASP.NET web app. So what I need to do here after I created the web app, I'm just gonna go and say add new Azure web job. So you have two options. So either to create a new Azure web job project that basically previously we showed to you how to do it, or choose an existing project as Azure web job. So in this case, since we already have a console app one, we just wanna need to add this console app one to that web application. So we're gonna go ahead and click an existing Azure web job. So here it will basically show you all the application that we have. In this case, the Azure web job that we need to add is the console app one. And this is web job name that will show on the Azure portal. And here, how you're gonna configure the web job. Do you wanna run it continuously, or you want to run it on a schedule or on demand? So for me, let's do this. I'm gonna run it on a schedule, and then I'm gonna say it's a recurring job. And it doesn't have any end date, and I want to run it basically, let's say every 12 hours. So here you see that we have a lot of options. You can run it every few minutes, hours, days, week, and month. So it's very flexible scheduling configuration. So you can run your jobs every few hours, few minutes, or few days, or weeks, or month. So in my case, I want to run it every 12 hours, and I want to run it 12 every basically at 12 a.m. Eastern time. And you have here all the time zones as well. So you can pick any time, and any time, starting time, and even the starting time zone. And once you click OK, so what's happening here, that this console app 1 will be added to the web application as an Azure web job. So we're going to go ahead and click OK. So the last thing that here I want to show is how to publish this web app. So we already created the app, and we already added the console app as a web job. And if you see here, once after we added the console app as a web job, you will see that the web job list, the JSON file, is basically a definition for all the web jobs that have been added to this web app. So what we need to do here now is just to publish it. It's going to be like any other web app that we publish on Microsoft Azure. So we're gonna go ahead and click on publish. So we're gonna say I want to, the target is gonna be an Azure web app. And then it's gonna ask me, I need your credentials. So I'm gonna enter my credentials. So to authenticate my account, and it will basically list all the subscription that I have. So I'm gonna go with Visual Studio Ultimate with MSDN, and it shows me all the existing application. So I'm gonna say create me a new one. So in this case, I will say it's a web app 1. So 101, let's go with 101. And then the apps service plan, let's go with the default. Database server, we don't want any database. So web app. So this is how we're going to create the web app 101 on my account on Azure. So this will take a few seconds. It's going to create the web app on Azure, and they will go back and show me if I want to put and set any configuration before I hit the last step in the wizard, which is publish, to push all the web app components along with the console app as an Azure web job to the cloud. After we created the Azure web app, so the next step is the connection. It shows you that this is the web deploy method with the username and password. You can validate your connection credentials just to make sure that you have access to the web app 101 at azurewebsites.net. And then you click next, which is which configuration you want to push to the cloud. In my case, I want the release. And then we're going to click next. It shows you some preview if you want to see the file that will be pushed, and click on publish. This basically what's going to do is it's going to create a package and will upload this web app. Here we're going to switch to the Azure portal, and I want to see what are the deployment components that we have pushed to the cloud. So I will see here when I click on the web apps that I will see all the web apps that I have on my subscription. So I have the web API. Web app 101 that I just created earlier. So you will see here all the configuration, the essentials, the URL, the location, and everything. And here, if you scroll to, if you see on the settings blade, if you scroll down a little bit, you will see that we have a tab for web jobs. So here, this is how you can navigate through all the web job that have been associated with this web app. So I'm going to go ahead and click on web jobs. So it's going to show me that yes, console app, because this is the web job name that we added. And it will show you that, okay, this is the name and this on demand and it's ready. And here is the log. So I'm going to go ahead and click on the logs to see the details of this web job. So you will see here that is a web app 101. So this is like a web interface for your web job. Because I want to show you how to run Azure web jobs from the portal, So we don't have this feature as of now on the new portal or the preview portal. So I'm going to go ahead with the old portal or the existing one. And you can easily jump in from the preview portal to the old one by clicking here and say as a portal. So basically we'll be going to the old portal. So in this portal, we want to show how to run an Azure web job from the portal. So from the web app, you can select your web app, and we have a web jobs tab. So this basically lists all the web jobs that you have included when you publish the web app. So we see here the console app as a web job. And here, what the cool thing about it, that you can run it once, and then you can check the status by clicking on the logs. So we're gonna go ahead and click on run once because we wanna test out that the job is running properly. And let's check the status because we are logging some information. So here it says, okay, it run it, basically it's running 6 seconds ago. We click on it because we wanna see the details. We are logging some information. So you see here that customer information is being logged, customer one, customer two, customer three, job is complete. This means that the job has successfully completed without changing anything that we have previously on the console app. So in this demo, I was showing that with no change on the console application or any exe file, you can wrap your console app in a web app and add it as an Azure web job, and you should be able to run it on the cloud with the scheduling without the need to change any code. And also you can change the scheduling before or after the deployment. At the same time, the Azure portal give you an interface to run the application and see the logs for your application. So it's better to have some logging when you run your console apps or the web jobs. And that's all. So let's jump back. I hope you enjoyed this video. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to post your questions to Stack Overflow or Amazon forums. And this is my Twitter handle at Mustafa Zogby. Feel free to reach out to me with any questions related to designing or migrating console application or AXE as web jobs. Thank you so much.